Okay, so we're live, we're recording. So I'm here with Marchene.
We got a little Marchene today.
So Marchene, y'all, I call her Reasonable Doubt. Like her her name in my phone is saved under Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah, you know. Shout out to Elso for that.
We'll speak on that on another episode.
It's my new name.
How you got that name? Reasonable Doubt. And happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
To all the fathers out there.
To all the active fathers out there.
Speaking of, we're just going to jump right into this Father's Day conversation. So, I don't know if anybody, if y'all been seeing this post going on Facebook.
It went viral.
Chick for Dallas, she pretty much blasted all three of her baby daddies.
One, two, three.
Yeah, three of them. So, and we're just sitting here like, okay.
Mrs. Future. Like, she's the female version of Future.
Because ain't no telling. This is the three ones that
we know about.
Yeah, that's just
that she gave birth to.
That she mad about. Sis was mad today. You know, I have a baby daddy. I feel like Father's Day, you know, I acknowledge him. Hey, happy Father's Day, whether he's doing what he's supposed to do or not. You know, I'm not going to put my business all on the book. You know, whatever he does or doesn't do, it, to me, that's not for the book. But this post, I mean, sis went all in.
I mean, all the way in.
She went in.
All the way in. But to me, it's kind of like, it just shows more characteristics on the person that made the post versus the people who the post was about. And I don't know if that's being somewhat biased in our society, that we always tend to kind of blame women more than we blame men. But for this particular subject, I feel like we all make mistakes. And the key to your mistake is to learn. And the fact that you had babies by three different men who end up being three different deadbeats is a reflection of who you like to choose to lay down with.
Right.
And I feel like that's a reflection on you. Deadbeat fathers is wrong. Every man that has produced a child should take care of his child. No ifs, ands, buts about it. But as a woman, how are you continually laying down with men that are not beneficial to you nor anybody that you bring into the world? It's beyond me. Like I said, first time we all like, okay, you know, you got it. All right.
I call it mismanagement. You know, you mismanage, you know what I'm saying? You mismanage, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can't blame nobody else. Like, yeah. I mean, I could see one, two, but come on, sis. After the second one, enough is enough. It took me one time.
I don't have any kids, but I'm going to be a little bit stricter. I feel like after one time, I just feel like, first time, shame on a person. Like, you fooled me. Cool. I ain't going to get fooled again. But fool me twice. Like, you got to own your shit. Like, you're fucking with niggas that don't take care of kids.
Right.
Period.
I think I only have one baby daddy, but it took me one baby daddy to
exactly
know that I don't ever want to go do that.
And I feel like it's characteristics. Just like it's characteristics that sometimes you can find in a man that maybe be more into infidelity and stuff like that. I feel like there's characteristics in people. Sometimes there's red flags, and as women, we avoid them, we ignore them. But I don't know. It's like, how many times you gonna do it?
Right.
How many times you gonna just be?
Sis had to have some red flags.
Busting it down.
She had to have some red flags. Now let's let's say your kid is the first child by this right. man, and you don't know
right how they gonna be.
Yeah, you don't know what they're gonna be.
Yeah,
you know, I know men. When you get pregnant, it's like
they can do a 360.
They do a whole 360. Some men just get ghosts. Like for whatever reason, it's too much for them.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I would say I'm a firm believer, you know, as to do what you want to do with your body.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Do what's best right.
for you.
Because number you one. Have to live that life. You're going to have to take care of that child,
mm-hmm.
period. Social media, getting on social media. I don't understand what sis was trying to accomplish by getting on social media. Like,
it backfires on you. In my opinion, it backfires on you.
It really does, because it was silly. I was laughing.
I was laughing too, I ain't gonna lie.
Comments had me rolling. I was like, bro, everybody. And one of the guys, I was on my friend's list, so to see him in that post, I'm like, wow, bro.
I know
like,
that.
I didn't even know you had kids. Like, you know.
Yeah, dudes do. See, yeah.
But some people are private. Some people don't put their children on Facebook.
Exactly. You know? I can understand that too. But I was reading comments and I was just baffled by as many people that were agreeing with the post.
Yes, it was so many women on there.
So
like,
put
yes.
my baby daddy on there.
Yeah,
too.
I was just like, oh, can you add to the post? Add another pic. Here's his name, address. He has 7 kids. I'm like, wow.
And then that's the thing, is like, y'all, a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times, you know how many kids he have, or around, ballpark figure, how many kids he had. And do we not, as women, do we not study his relationship with his kids, his time with his kids, before we get involved deep enough to have kids by them too?
Right.
Because it's like, first child, nobody knows. The experience isn't there yet. But when you become the second, third, fourth, fifth baby mama, and he has not been a father to the first, second, third, fourth child, do you really think that once you have a child by him, now he's going to be a daddy? I mean, he could be.
Right.
But what are the chances are that he's going to be the daddy to your kid?
So I got this story. So I got a friend. I was going to say friend. You know, they had a court date. You go to child support, right? Get to the court date, and dude's all his baby mamas is at the court hearing.
Wow. Is she didn't know?
She didn't know.
Wow.
So get to the court hearing, and you got multiple baby mamas at the court.
Did she not know about any kids, or she just knows that many?
She knew. She knows. She knows this man has multiple kids, but her kids are like the first kids.
Okay. Oh.
So her kids came first, and then
yeah,
he has all these other
yeah,
kids
yeah.
afterwards. Get to the court hearing, dudes, not all the baby mamas, but enough to be embarrassed.
Wow.
You talking about some ghetto mess. Ghetto mess. Dude, you at court for all your kids at one time, like, in the,
that should be like on a court show or something.
Man, say. this when I heard it, I was like, that can't be real. That's not real life. But it is real life. Dude had all his baby mamas at court in one sitting. And it was a hot mess. Like, it wasn't no drama or anything like that. It's just embarrassing because you're there. And the defensive attorney is like, you're here for all these people? Like,
wow.
Dude, how many damn kids do you have?
And that's the thing, like, that's the thing that I feel like is so wrong with what society is now doing in this country, like, as far as, like, abortion laws and things. The state is putting so much emphasis on the woman carrying to term, yet they're not putting any restriction on men. This man has multiple baby mamas. He is fertilizing multiple people at one time.
Right.
You get me? And so I feel like you're putting stipulations on women and not men. You're talking about what? Like one guy can.
Yes.
Yes.
You already knew what I was talking about. I saw this post. It was like a woman can only have one baby per year, but a man can make
multiple per year.
Per year.
Yet you want to put more emphasis on the woman and not the man. More responsibilities on the woman. And I get it. As a woman, there are certain responsibilities that we carry. It's our body. We know how we operate. We know our cycles. We know our ovulation. We're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and if we do conceive, we carry, you know, to term or whatever the case may be. So there is a lot of things that fall back on a woman. But please, by no means, try to regulate us and not try to regulate men. Like, it's not, like, it doesn't make sense. More men can do more damage than women as far as producing kids.
And I feel like at a certain age, you should know better.
Of course.
You should know better. Like, when you start getting into your late 20s, your 30s, you should know.
When you get to 27.
Like, you should know your body by then. You mm-hmm. should know when you're ovulating. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I know that I don't want a child right now. My mm-hmm. son is 6. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, pull out on swole. Like, but I know when I'm ovulating, so it's like, you know, I know I don't want a baby right now. So we should not have sex right now.
I'm telling you.
On this day. Because my period tracker says ovulation.
Look, let me tell you, guys, if you are dating a woman and she does not have a calendar on her phone, when she's ovulating, when her cycle comes, don't fuck with her. Like,
chances are that pussy is mismanaged.
Mismanaged.
She don't give nothing. No fucks about nothing. She don't care about nothing.
Like, honestly, like, my whole thing is I have a calendar I keep on my phone. And it keeps me on point at all times. You know what I'm saying? Some women prefer to use more like a rhythm method, which more says, you know, you will have, you tend to have sex or intercourse more when you're not ovulating than when you are. And that is my birth control right now, okay?
Okay.
Let me tell you, it's my birth control.
Let me tell you, it's been a solid.
It has worked faithfully for me.
Forever.
You know?
Like.
And I'm dating someone, and I screenshot my calendar and all this, like, look, this blah 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 blah. It was like, oh, so you don't look, this is not a game with me. I'm 32. Okay?
Right.
I'm not gonna be on birth control because to me it's just too late in life to do that. But I'm not gonna have kids right now either.
That's funny because I downloaded Period Tracker on my daughter's phone. My daughter is 11.
Gigi, yeah.
So today she gets the ovulation message and she's like,
what is this?
Mama, what does this mean? But last week it was saying, it gave her a message about fertility and she asked me about it and I was like, we'll talk about it, you know, right now that you don't need to worry about that. And so she got the ovulation message today and she was like, what is this? And you know, kids don't Google, so
that's
she
what I
went
was gonna say. That's
and
what I was
Googled
gonna say.
It and busted out crying. Like, it says that I'm gonna get pregnant. I said, baby,
no, you're not.
No, you're not. It ain't that time. I said, trust me, it's not that time. we're gonna have that talk. But now I know, like, okay, I gotta have this talk with her, like, because
they're going to go somewhere else to get information.
And we're living in a whole different time than when we were, you know, young. They don't even teach sex ed no more.
That's crazy, really?
That is crazy.
I learned it at Atwell. Not that I didn't know anything else, but I took sex education.
I was like 5th, 6th grade when they gave us the health. We had health class and they told us.
Yeah, we had health class, but then I took another little bit more detailed class, like at Adwell. So I think I was like in the 7th, 8th grade. Mm-hmm. And I remember because, like, we had to get like the permission slip and everything signed because they were going to be more into detailed about stuff.
We had to watch the video.
Yeah. So that's crazy that they took. And I don't know, I just feel like America is so, like, hypocritical.
Right.
we try to act like we're so, we are in such this civilized, conservative country that it's so censored. But we do all this crazy stuff behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you go to other countries and their birth rate is lower, their STDs rate is lower. All these things are way lower than our country, yet they expose people to more nudity, more sexualities. That's and I feel like we don't teach
sexualized.
It.
Everything exactly. Everything is sexualized here. People are so
nobody
sensitive.
Teach about the human body is
so
unless
sensitive.
It's sexual.
Yeah, everything is so sensitive. Yeah. People are so offended
right.
by so much.
Like women, legit can't be out in public breastfeeding because
it's
that's
sexualized.
Because men see it and some women see it more sexually when your boobs are made for that particular reason.
Right.
It's not meant for any. It's not meant for a dude to put his stuff between. Like that's all. That's not what it's meant for. It's actually meant giving nutrients to
your
child.
Yeah, exactly. I breastfed all three of my kids. I did not care if
exactly.
my baby was hungry.
Yeah.
Titties come out.
Pop out.
It's
like,
out.
That's it.
I didn't care where I was at, if you was offended.
You get,
my
oh,
baby's
well.
Hungry.
You know what I'm saying? Like, men don't have issues seeing cleavage, yet they have issues with a woman breastfeeding her child.
Right.
What does that say? Something that is so natural.
Right.
In
we're
its nature. We're over-sexualized.
I remember after watching, they showed us the sexual ed videos in elementary, and I remember... Remember elementary, junior high is when you start going to like the little house parties and stuff.
Yeah.
So in the sex ed video, it was like you can get pregnant with pre-semination or through the clothes. Like it was.
They lied.
It was crazy the way they explained it. So we're at this party, right?
They just lied.
And dude just grinding and you know, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna get pregnant.
So it's almost like they're doing it to like make kids abstinent, but they're giving them false information.
Right.
And it's like, if they give you false information, you become ignorant. You still don't know.
I think I was terrified. I didn't have a boyfriend or nothing for years. Cause all I could think about, I was actually traumatized from that. All I could think about was like,
this is what I'm saying. Like
get pregnant. Like,
that's what I'm saying. And it's like, and then that's not even a way you can get pregnant.
It was weird. I'm not gonna
you know
lie. It was really
it's
weird.
It's crazy. That's what elementary did she go to?
I went to Amelia Earhart in West Dallas.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it was really, really, really weird. I can remember being traumatized as a kid after watching that video. So I could see, you know, why they wouldn't show it. But I think they should have, like, train a certain or bring someone into the school.
Educators
to teach
an
OBGYN.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or pediatric. Bring someone who knows their stuff.
Right.
And talk to the kids about their stuff because kids need to know that.
I mean, you have to understand, like, if we don't teach them, they're going to learn another way.
Right. And you have
and then the other ways they're going to learn will be the ignorant way of learning.
Right. And now we got Teen Mom and then you have NBA YoungBoy with all these kids. They just... The shade room. I hate when shade room.
Did you just saw shade room? They post Daddy Daycare.
No.
They post Daddy Daycare, which basically signifies the men, the celebrity men, who have
the stepkids. Oh,
all these kids.
Oh wow, Future.
All these kids.
Like number one.
Future was in there, but Future was like number.
Peter Guns. Who else has
Peter
all
Guns
these kids?
In there. But Future was like number five. He was like the least. Actually, I think the most was Eddie Murphy.
What?
Because Eddie Murphy has, like, with Nicole, his wife, his ex-wife, he has maybe, like, seven with her.
Really?
Six or seven with her. And then he has others.
I never knew Eddie Murphy had all them kids.
I just hope, like, I'm just not seeing it, and they didn't, like...
And don't get me wrong, ain't nothing wrong with having a bunch of kids. As long as you can take care of your kids.
Right, as long as they
you know, go out there, you have as many kids as you want, as long as you're taking care of it. But don't just be out here spreading your fruits and you're not
and
doing
you can't
what
support
to.
It.
Yeah, you can't support it. Or you don't have time for the kids. A lot of times, kids require a lot of time.
Yo, I think they took it off.
Somebody must have got offended.
I hate when they do that. It's not on here anymore. But they had, like, yeah, I see the stepfather one on here, but I don't see the other one on here anymore. But they had, that Eddie Murphy,
mm-hmm.
that Peter Guns. I think Eddie Murphy had 10 by 3.
Oh, wow.
Yes, 10 by 3, because he had so many by Nicole, then he had one by the Spice Girl, and then now he's married to some white chick or something.
Oh, okay.
So he has, like, two by her, ooh. Or whatever. Then they showed Peter Guns, I think he had, like, 9 by 4 women or something like that. They had, was it Chief Keef?
Oh, Chief Keef got 9 kids.
Yes.
He sure
by,
does.
Like, 9 women.
Women.
Mm-hmm. Like... What?
Yes.
So these are the women that you had. He's like 23.
Yeah.
So they're like, so these are the women that you actually conceived with. Not telling how many women you had.
He had a baby with like a 46-year-old or something.
But
crazy.
I'm saying, not even saying how many women you had unprotected sex with. These are just the women that you've impregnated.
Right. You know what? I had gotten into it. See, I hate social media debates. Like, I hate commenting, but sometimes I can't help myself. Like,
right.
When I see some
foolery,
you just gotta be like, look, man, say.
You gotta say something.
So they were talking about Future and Ciara and all this stuff. Like, Ciara. And I'm like, why would Ciara be mad? This man has so many kids. And I think, now think about the women who have had abortions. Think about all the women that he's having unprotected sex with. Now, these are the women that
got pregnant,
can't get, you know, ain't had a baby or
yeah.
whatever the case may be. But it's a lot of unprotected sex going on.
A lot.
He's having babies, like two, three babies a year. Like,
yeah, I think he's had 5, possibly 6. Because, you know, the last chick had just had a baby not too long ago, but it hasn't been confirmed yet that it's his. But
he confirmed
I think,
it.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Because I know when she posted the baby and the name, I want to say it was his last name.
It was his last name, and he made a post insinuating that he's the dad again. And I'm like, that's just terrible.
So it is, and again, it's like, as a woman, what is she missing out on? She's not missing out on anything. And that's the only reason why I feel dudes are like butt hurt behind it,
yeah.
because they know they're probably on the same mental level as Future, and if their baby mama got with somebody that is on more of a Russell Wilson level,
right.
they would feel the same way. That's the only thing they know, that they ain't the best man.
Right.
They know that there are better men out there. You know what I'm saying? And
they're not doing their part.
Right. And maybe only as being a father, but as far as being more than a father, no. So at the end of the day, she actually met somebody who loves her child as if it's his own flesh and blood. How can you get mad
right.
at that? Just be you. Make right. sure that you're doing your part as a father, and that's it. Like, you can't get mad at somebody else for realizing an amazing woman that she is, and you couldn't man up.
Right.
You want to still play. You know, crying in
who I didn't know, family. And I feel so... Well, I don't feel bad for her. Let me take that back. Because I was going to say I feel bad for the girl, but I don't. Reginae. So Reginae posts this Happy Father's Day post to Lucci. What? She posted Lucci first. She didn't post Wayne first. She posted Lucci first.
Oh.
And then it's like, the best part of being with you is just seeing you be a dad to your kids. And at first, the first picture is just one little girl. Well, then it's like 3-4 more slides. And I'm sliding over like, well.
More kids. I just want to say, when Lauren got with Nip, he had one. So when Lauren posted the fact that she fell in love with him because of his fatherhood, It's because, you know, he was an amazing father to Imani, yet he only had Imani. How old are you? And you with somebody who got how many kids?
How many baby mamas?
Hating on that. It's just more like, I just feel like at a certain age, why take on that type of role?
I feel she's too young.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. That's a heavy role to take on. One child, okay.
You still a child yourself.
Exactly.
Regina is still a child.
Exactly.
She can, you know, run her mouth and this and that. When I see her, I still see a child. Because they haven't instilled any type of...
Until you're out of college, you're still a child.
Period.
Because I feel like that you're still growing up, you're still learning. I saw one video of his passing. He was like, who made the rule that said, when you turn 18, you grown? And he was like, when you're 18, you're not grown. Like, you're still not mature yet.
You're not.
And we, as kids, we thought 18 was grown until we hit 18.
I couldn't wait till I get 18.
Right.
Until 18 came, and then you out here living this... Like, I don't know, man. I got mama. I'm still on the phone. Mama. Like,
you 18, you're like, I'm not grown.
Right.
Like, you really not. And then being in your 30s and reflecting back on 18, I for sure wasn't grown. Mentally, emotionally, physically, I was not grown yet. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I feel like a lot of times your college years is what develop you into a more mature person. So, I feel like, you know... 22, 23, you're starting to figure out somewhat who you are. I think 25 is really when you can say you grow.
Right. Exactly.
Most of the time.
Even paying your own bills, you're going to call your parents at one point in time for some type of help and guidance.
Right.
You're still going to put your parents down as an emergency contact. Yeah. I feel like when you stop putting your mama... your daddy.
Until you have a significant other and you're putting their name down and not your mom's name.
Emergency contact.
I'm 32, and when I fly out the country, my emergency contact is my aunt. Okay? Because I know she always going to answer her phone first and foremost. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I mean, I don't have a significant other, so I really feel like until then, yeah. I mean, I said to people, like, half the time, I really don't feel wrong. Like, I pay all my bills by myself, and I'm on place, my own car, I work. Maybe because I don't have kids or something. I don't know, but...
I couldn't see myself dating or talking to...
How old is Regina?
Regina?
She's 20?
I think she just turned 20. Maybe. Maybe 19. Maybe 19 or 20. She's somewhere 19 or 20. She's not 21 yet. That's for sure. But he's like, 28, four kids, four different baby mama, maybe five. I don't know.
I just saw
a bunch of kids. That's a lot of kids.
And then you got to think about it too, Regina. Like, your dad, not saying that he ain't pay nobody off or nothing, but your dad was Lil Wayne, and he was the youngest man of Cash Money, and he did all this touring. He was big. I grew up on Wayne. He was big, and he only had you for the longest.
Right, exactly.
And definitely had you young, but he only had, like, we knew about Regina before Regina knew about Regina.
Right.
Because Wayne always talked about Regina in his songs. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I remember her being on the cover. I think, like, either it was like Essence or Ebony Magazine, one of those black magazines. It was her and Wayne, and she was no older than 5 years old, or whatever. Like, we always do, but Wayne had just Regina for the longest, and he was one of the biggest hip-hop artists' names. Nobody really knows Lucian. Just saying.
Right.
And he got all these kids.
All them damn kids.
And it's like, all he does is rap. And we all know, and he probably don't own his masters, you know? So we already know, like, you really don't make that much money off of rap.
How much child support is he paying?
That's what I'm saying.
Seriously, this is
how much
thinking.
Income is he really bringing in? He's not one of the A-list rappers.
Right.
You know, all he has is rap. And he has four kids. And I'm sorry, jury don't make you rich.
This is my deal. Like, with so many partners, so many kids... you people are tied into it. That's a soul tie. You
know, yeah.
I'm not only thinking about the kids issues. I'm thinking about the soul tie. Because a lot of women don't know how to break that soul. Men don't either. Not just women.
Oh,
men.
No, like most people don't know how to
let go of that soul tie. And then you have this child in the world, and then you so young, and you have to. Here you are, another soul tie.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
You keep tying yourself up in these different soul ties,
yeah,
these different people,
these different men,
and people. I don't think people in general really know what soul tie is, and then for sure they don't know what it is, so they don't even know how to recognize it nor how to break it. You know, I just found out how to break it within like the last year or two. Soul ties are definitely very, very real, very, very strong. You know what I'm saying? Like you can literally run to the other side of the earth and still be drawn right back to that person.
Right.
That is,
y'all thinking that's that
geography
that
don't
devil
matter.
Dick. No, it ain't that devil. That's a soul tie, sweetie. No. Anytime you cannot get rid of a man. A woman,
mm-hmm.
you crave them, you need them. Even they can be the most toxic person
in your life,
causing all the time, dragging you to ground. But for some reason, you feel like you can't let them go. You can't let them go because of that soul tie. You have to cleanse.
You gotta cleanse inside out. Cleanse. You have to cleanse from your soul outwards. You know, cleanse. Spiritually, emotionally, mentally, because all of that is tied together. You know,
you can feel them on you, like literally.
Yeah,
like, it's crazy how energy manifests.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say energy. Yeah,
how it just manifests. Like you really have to do some deep soul searching, getting it together. It'll take a lot of meditation, a lot of sage,
crystals,
some Florida water,
some crystals. You know what I'm saying? You gonna have to align yourself up with the moon phase,
spiritual bath,
man. Oh, so important, guys. Spiritual baths are so important.
It's a necessity. It is a necessity.
I'm telling you, it's so important. It's so important. So important. I'm finding the time to give me a spiritual bath. I have a... Let me show you what I got.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I got it from that lady. She gave me that. She sent that to me. That was free. She sent that to me with those instructions.
Okay, a white bath.
Mm-hmm. It's a spiritual bath, but it's a cleansing, a white cleansing bath or whatever. White girl, she sent me a whole box of things. Guys, if you ever want to get a reading done, I definitely have an amazing person that did one for me a while back, and she's so freaking amazing. She gave me like this whole, like, you do the whole reading or whatever, but she gives you a care package and she sends it to you, and it actually, she customizes it according to who you are. And she gave me one. The care package is, she just sends it to you, it's free. But she gave me like all this stuff in it. Like, she gave me this prayer book. She gave me the spiritual bath. She gave me like these incense from India. Mm-hmm. She gave me the thing that freaked me out the most is she gave me a dream catcher.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't even talk to her about my dreams. Like, that never came up. My dreams never came up.
So what, so now I've been seeing like all of these tarot readers on Facebook, you know.
It's like the new wave.
It's a new trend. People get people get caught up in these trends.
Yes.
At the same time, I just want everybody to really, really, really be do careful.
Your research. Do your research.
Before letting anyone read.
Yep.
Cards. You know what I'm saying? You need to.
That's a gateway that you don't want to open up to anybody.
The best advice that I would give before getting a reading or allowing anybody to do a reading on you is to please do your research on these people.
Yeah.
Make sure that they are
legitimate.
If anybody's on Facebook reading, then chances are they are not legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Readings are very private and mm-hmm. very personal.
Mm-hmm.
Being spiritual, period, is something that's personal.
Yeah.
You know, you may share, you know, I know a lot of times us as empaths, we share a lot of our knowledge and a lot of our healing, but it's more of advice and not, you know, telling you what to do. We're trying to read your life and then, you know, putting it out there, what you should do and things like that in the public eye. I feel like mm-hmm. things like that should never be in the public eye. Going live on Facebook, reading someone's life, I feel it's
a very personal.
Very personal.
A very personal exchange of energy. So it's supposed to be protected.
Yes.
And putting having other energies to touch it by seeing, by hearing, and all that, to me is stupid.
Yeah, I feel like, especially if you have like someone that's an enemy that's working against you, and you're putting this in public and, you know, in the public eye, I feel like you're setting yourself up to be intercepted.
Yeah.
Or have work done against you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's certain things that should definitely, people shouldn't be able to just to touch. I also do feel like, I think I touched on this too, like, I feel like a lot of times too is our blessings, it's up to us to, we can share them, but we also have to do whatever we have to do to protect them. Whether it's praying around it, whether it's meditating around it, put an outer layer of protection around it. So, because people that you know or don't know, have never seen before, things are always going to be working against you, period. Right. You know, but, you know, we can't always live our life in a shell because there are other things that's trying to get to us. That's why, you know, you hear like older people say things like staying prayed up, things like that. It's just certain things about you, your life, your energy, your blessings, that you just have to make sure that you pray on consistently to keep them protected. I found out about this particular woman through a friend. She talked to me about it. She told me about it. She was telling me about it for years before I even did it. But I did, I gave my cousin the information, and my cousin spoke to her a few times before I even did. And my cousin, you met Erin.
Mm-hmm.
You met Erin. Erin talked to her before I did twice. And Erin, she's way more in the church than I am.
Mm-hmm.
She's real religious and that kind of stuff. So she went and she was talking to her. I was like,
oh.
And she was telling me stuff that she was saying. And I was like, well, okay, well, maybe I should.
Yeah.
Go ahead and talk to her for myself, whatever. And she did. And I liked her too because she didn't ask me questions at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just told me things.
Right.
Or whatever. And then at the end, if there's anything that she didn't cover and I wanted to know, then I could ask her.
Right.
But she gave me like a whole hour of reading, you know. Then.
But see, I feel like people like that, you seek them, they don't seek you.
Right. Right.
That should be a red flag for anybody that
right.
goes live and, hey, who wants a reading?
Yeah, who wants a reading?
Like, you should never go to anybody that's seeking
right.
you.
You
should seek
you.
Them. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that. So I'm saying, like, she doesn't, like, just be advertising
right.
and things of that sort. But then, too, another thing that caught my attention is when Erin told me that she sent her this care package, and she sent us like some sage and all this other kind of stuff, whatever. And I was like, oh, so she, you know, and she just sends you that. And she was like, yeah, she wants to do a follow-up. You know, she sends you everything. She gives you, like, homework to do. Mm-hmm. And then she sends you a care package, and then you have, like, maybe like a week or two later, she calls you, and you do a follow-up. And I was like, you do a follow-up? What? So, it was like a real process.
That's a process.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I was like, she's legit.
Yeah,
like,
that's somebody that cares. It's not, they're not just getting your money. Taking your money and telling you, oh, this and that, and you never hear from that person again. Mm-hmm. This person is actually taking you in as a healer and wants to follow up in on your journey. Exactly. That says a lot.
A lot.
That says a whole lot.
And I'm not going to get too into detail about my reading, but there was a particular thing that she wanted me to, she didn't suggest me to do. She was like, it was something that can be done. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm down for that. Like, you know, how much that costs? And she was like, this costs that much. I'm not even interested in you doing this right now. What I want you to do is, like, get into self-healing first.
Right.
She's like, and I have this other program, which ended up being cheaper. Mm-hmm. And it's like a woman's retreat or something like that. She's like, I prefer for you to do that first before we do this. She's like, you know, eventually we get to this, but this is not nothing that you need to do right away.
Right.
Do this first, and then eventually we can work into that. Which this was what she was suggesting was end up being cheaper than what I was asking about, you know. Right. So even that itself, I was like, it's not about
the money.
With her, like, she legit is like being an honest person and using her God gift and purpose
to help
people. And yeah, you could benefit money off of it, but that shouldn't be the root of why you do what you do.
Right.
The root of why you do what you do should be your passion behind it.
Right.
You know. And if you are passionate behind something, you're good at it, the money gonna come.
Exactly.
The money's gonna
come. Y'all saw some dude, I was like, he was reading people with Uno cards. And I was like, I know you lied.
And I was like, you know.
And people were paying this guy. He was reading people with Uno cards.
And
people were cash apping this dude. Money.
No.
And I'm like, I know you lie. No. Like, you just really mocking people's spiritual. This is just out of control.
That's why
everything is just out of control.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All these, like, new ways to be on the outside of the box.
Right.
And I don't like the, like, I never ride the wave. Like, I'm so against going to gray.
Right.
Like, it would be something I legit want to do. When everybody else would start doing it, I'm like, fuck it, I ain't even doing it no more.
I don't even do it no more. I don't even post no more. To me personally, I don't, but I'm like, I don't even post about being spiritual no more.
Right.
And it ain't because it's halfway because social media is a trend. Everybody wants to ride the wave, but at the same time, I'm like, this is really a journey. Real spiritual people understand that this ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if things can be clear to you one day, let me tell you, the next day it'd be all blurry.
Like this week, I have not had no decent sleep at all. And then I realized my Himalayan salt lamp is out. And I'm like, I'm sitting at my desk like, I need to go get a damn light bulb because I ain't had no sleep since the damn light been blown out.
And I remember when you were going through all that insomnia.
Yeah, the insomnia.
Until you got the Himalayan salt lamp.
And
light.
It helps me sleep.
Yeah,
and this week, my light blown out and my Himalayan salt lamp.
And the fact that you didn't even know, it was just...
I was like, this crazy. I'm like, I'm calm. I'm like, I haven't had no sleep. I'm like, I'm back to going to bed at 3:00 in the morning. Just up, just as soon as, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll go to the gym and, like, okay, when I leave the gym, I ought to be sleepy.
Yeah, be tired.
Girl, I've been leaving the gym. Adrenaline still going.
See?
And I'm like, what is going on? Then I looked at my desk and I'm like, my damn light is out. I'm like, that is crazy.
And I'm like, okay, I know I need to go get a hug because my sleep is off. It's
I mean,
it's
when, totally you're like, off. When you're like in tune into, any little thing can jack you up, you know? And sometimes you don't even realize what it is that's causing you to be off. You're correct. Just off, you know? Like, I never used to believe in a retrograde. Like, I never. I never used to believe in that.
Pluto had me all fucked up.
Let me tell you. Like,
Pluto had me all fucked up.
And all of them don't mess me up. Thank God. All of them do not mess me up. But I remember, like, not believing in a retrograde at all. Two retrogrades effed me up. When Mercury do it, and Mercury normally gets me towards the end. When Mercury does it, and I think because Mercury is the planet for communication, all that kind of stuff. I'm a Gemini. Our main source is communication.
Right.
Like, that's what we live off of. And so when that is off, then I become off.
Yeah.
But it normally gets me at the end. But let me tell you, I thought it was the worst one until I met Venus.
Oh, Venus. I was just about to say, that bitch, Venus.
When I met Venus, y'all, I would never forget that November. I would never forget that October, November. Oh, I would never forget it. I did not know what was going on with me. I was so, like, depressed. I was so in my feelings. Like, I was just, it was crazy. And I did not realize what it was until it was brought to my attention. I was reading or something. And I was so jacked up. And this is how I knew it was Venus. Because within the last few days, I didn't realize I started feeling better. I didn't realize it. I was feeling better. And I remember being in my hotel room, and I never forget, Chanel, you texted me. He was like, I'm just checking on you, how you feel. And I was like, you know what? I'm good. I've been feeling good. I was like, yeah, this last few days, I've been good. And she's like, okay, that's good. And I was like, all right, you know. And then I was like, damn, I have been feeling good lately. So I just went to Google, and Venus had either ended the next day or he had just ended the day before. It was something like really similar or close to it. And I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And it wasn't like I was counting down. It wasn't like I was like, oh yeah, this day I'm gonna feel better. It wasn't even like that. It was just the day came. I didn't realize I was feeling better. It's just she asked me how I was feeling. Then I realized I was feeling good. So I Googled it and I was like, well, I be goddamn. So this is when I realized this shit really fucking affects, like, human body, the human mind.
I tell people all the time, like, people think I'm crazy. And I tell people all the time, the moon.
The
moon has an effect on the human body. That gravitational pull is real.
Okay? Why do you feel like more women go into labor when it's a full moon? Why are the tides heavier and there are more waves in the ocean during a full moon?
Your body there is 75%
water.
That gravitational pull with that.
The
star, it all affects us. We are compound. We are elements. We are elemental. We're elemental beings. We have magnesium. We have sodium. Those are elements.
Yes.
We are built.
Proton, electrons. All of that.
We have all of that. That mechanism.
Atoms. You know, you learn about atoms in science when you like in the third grade.
So when these planets are
moving in different ways.
They're retrograde. Venus fucks me up so bad. Like I know when Venus is here because I will always get how you be.
Oh yes. So that's the thing about Venus, and that's the thing that fucked me up too. That's the thing about Venus. Venus will bring people from your past into your present.
Always.
Always.
Never fails.
Venus will bring people from your past.
People that will
and
irritate.
That's what fucked me up.
People that will irritate. It ain't people that you genuinely miss that you would want to hear from. It's always somebody that's irritating as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, Venus will bring stuff back to you it's important that you stand your ground.
It's important that you cut soul ties, because I thought I cut a soul tie until Venus popped up and it brought people back. And my mind was like, at first I was just one way, but then Venus showed up, started bringing people back, a particular person back into my life, and it made everything confusing for me. Everything was so confusing for me. Everything was blurry for me. Everything was just foggy. And then to me, that was kind of like causing my like depression, because my emotions wasn't balanced. It was my mental space wasn't balanced. My emotion wasn't balanced. I was just all over the place. And I also feel like that was a test too. And I feel like every time you go through levels in life, you are always tested before you graduate to the next level. And in order for me to get past that particular person, and I was like serious about it, right, I needed to be tested on that person.
Right.
Are you going to continue to talk to this person?
That's why.
Or are you going to move to the left?
That's why I messaged you, because I'm like, okay, Venus is in it. I knew what was going on, so I had to. As soon as Venus ended, I was like, let me text her and ask her, how are you feeling now? Yeah. Are you okay now?
I was fine. I was really, really, really fine. And I was in and out of spaces, but I feel like ultimately I passed that test. January was like, I was like, I don't know, mostly out, and then I don't know, one day I was just like, I don't need this person in my life anymore.
It's like, I don't,
like, you legit just like one day be like, you don't feel the same to me anymore. Like, I don't crave you like I used to. Right. I don't need your energy like I used to.
Parts of him ugly. And I mean, like, you ain't really that attractive. Like,
I mean, seriously, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. And then, you know, people notice when you ain't moving the same. You know what I'm saying? And they try to, you know, do more and whatnot. But I was just,
That's another thing with the soul tie. They can feel when that
shift.
They can feel when it's broken. When you've broken that tie with them, they can feel it. They will reach out to you. Mm-hmm. They're gonna, some ain't right, and some is different. You know, they're gonna try their best to get back in that bond with you. Once it's broken, it's broken. Like, you never want to go backwards, because then you'll find yourself back.
Never want to go backwards, because just like weed, you know, things can grow back. Just like a woman can get her tubes tied and they can untie. You know what I'm saying? Like, things can go move backwards or try to restore. Even unhealthy things can try to restore itself.
Right.
So you definitely have to, like, you know, it's kind of like getting over an addiction. You have to do what's necessary to keep going forward. No relapse.
Right.
No,
like, don't relapse.
No, like, relapse should even be in your vocabulary. It's like, no, like, I have to do this. I have to do that. You know, but yeah, you know, people just feel like a lot of things are just like supernatural. Like, as if, not supernatural, like it's something like that doesn't happen consistently or something, but more supernatural, like it's not real. And it's like, these things are real, because even if you're religious and you believe in the Bible, you know, it even said that God made man, you know, from the dirt, you know. Well, if man was made last, and the sun, the moon, the universe, the earth, all these things were already made, and then God took dirt to customize us, then that's still us made out of the earth. That's still us made out of the universe. You know what I'm saying? So we're still made out of the same particles that made the universe. So we're still connected to those things, you know? It's just, we've become so westernized that we feel like the dogma religions hold more value and more knowledge than things that came prior to it. The astrology and astronomy and all the
scientific facts. Get dehydrated.
Okay.
For example, you're gonna die because you need sodium. You know what I'm saying? You need your B vitamins. You need all that. You need to even be hydrated to function, for your body to function.
Yep.
You need these elements. These elements are
from the earth, and you need it.
So yep. You are a universal being. Believe it or not, a lot of people think I'm crazy. I'm not. Look, I be telling people all the time, like, look, you don't want to hear my thoughts on nothing. Like, I sometimes I be on social media, I be in mid post, and I just be like delete, because yep. I'm like, they ain't ready for that. They're not ready for that.
Attached to the matrix.
Somebody's gonna message me like, what are you on? You on something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, you know what? I'm not gonna do that.
A lot of people are just, and it's crazy. It's like, it's crazy how, like, you change your mindset, you change your spirit. Change your mind, you change your spirit. And when you change your spirit, you change your energy. You change your energy, you change your frequency. And it's amazing how, when, like, all those things happen, and then you start vibrating different. And then you just start, like, meeting random people. Like, that is the craziest thing. To this very day, I do not know how I met Adam Brock. Like, I know I met him.
And that was crazy. I remember the whole ordeal. Because when he came on my page, I'm like, who is this?
Right.
But he cooled it a little bit.
I know it's social media. But I cannot tell you the dot that connected, that made, that, like, linked us.
I get so connected to so many women that are, you ever have, like, a Facebook friend? Like, you've never met them.
Uh-huh.
Never met them. But you guys connect so well. And it's just like, girl, I love you. You know what I'm saying?
It's like I've known you my whole life.
I'm like, I don't even know you. But I know that I love you. Like, we're besties.
I know that I feel like I've known you my whole life.
It's like, we're best friends. Like, we're best friends. Period.
And so I'm saying, like, I couldn't tell you how I met Adam Rye, but he was such a gift to me during my transitioning moment, and I was like 27. He was such a gift because it's like he came at the right time in my life. And I loved his mind state and his spirit behind everything, because I remember, like, wanted to know certain things, and I'll just go to him like, okay, so what's this? Like, I wanted to pick his brain, but he would never, ever, 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 ever tell me what he thought about something until I go research it. Come to my own conclusion about it, and then we can have a discussion. He would never, ever, ever tell me anything he thought about anything until I did my own research. But he's the one that brought me back to the movie Matrix. Like, he's the one that did it. And I remember, just always having these conversations with him. And one day he was just like, well, have you ever seen the movie Matrix? And I was like, yeah, when I was a kid, but I didn't understand it. And he was like, so he started seeing, like, little YouTube clips of, like, different parts of the movie. And I was like, it blew my fucking mind, because
have you seen The Wrinkle in Time?
I still haven't seen The Wrinkle in Time.
You gotta watch The Wrinkle in Time.
I still haven't
seen The Wrinkle in Time. The metaphysics in that movie.
It's like Dr. Strange.
I watched it. It's just like Dr. Strange.
Okay.
I'm watching it. The girl's watching it. Uh-huh. And they're talking about energy. And I pause. I'm like, what? Like,
shout out to Ava DuVernay.
I'm like, turn it up.
Yeah. Shout out to Ava DuVernay for all that.
Start that over. Because they are dropping gems in this movie. And the kids are listening to that. A lot of movies are doing this. You know what I'm saying? See, people don't realize, a lot of times these movies, they're fiction. But really,
they drop gems all the time. Because fucking North Star always, like, posting stuff from, like, movies. And I'd be like, what? I mean, movies, they dropping gems always. Mm-hmm. There's this one movie called, like, The Dog Whistle or something. Mm-hmm. And I want, does it have Robert De Niro in it? It has somebody in it. But basically, it's just like how the government really operates. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With how they get funding for wars. How they start playing the media for these different perceptions and stuff.
Yeah.
To be able to get the country on their side. Mm-hmm. So they can get these wars funding and stuff, whatever. But it's just like, it's some movie about, I think it's called The Dog Whistle or something, The Dog.
Okay, so we're back. And so we were talking about movies that, you know, that present like the metaphysical world. Doctor Strange is really a good movie.
Doctor Strange is probably one of the best Marvel movies.
One of the best movies. Like, they drop so many gems in that movie. Like, so many gems. They talk about astral projection, chakras, everything.
The difference between Western philosophy and Eastern philosophy, how Eastern philosophy deals with more like self-healing,
right,
instead of like healing through other means, like with
pharmaceutical,
right, exactly. You know? And it just shows you how, you know, he reached a certain level once he stepped back from the things that he was taught and became more open to learn the things that he didn't know.
Right, exactly. How, and then he had to have patience because he was trying to rush
the process.
Rush his healing process. And in the end, eventually, you know, he learned patience. And
he learned a lot of patience that even like boiled over into like the end game. You seen the end game yet?
No, I haven't seen.
Then I would not speak on the end game. But his patience, you know, rolled over into, you know, how he knew certain things in the end game. But yeah, I basically loved Doctor Strange movie. It was so well put together, you know, just with the different dimensions and realms and you know, portals. Like, that shit there gets me. Like, I love Star Wars. I like all them kind of movies. So it's like when you're dealing with different dimensions and portals and all that kind of shit, like, I love that. You know,
it really teaches you that your healing process is not the same as somebody else's, because he was always like, well, he can do it. Why can't I like to because, show me how he did it?
Right, because he was trying to compare himself to the guy that he met at the basketball court.
Right.
Which was the same guy he couldn't help with the Western medicine. And he ran into him again, and he saw he was fully healed.
Exactly.
So he wanted to compare his healing to the other guy's healing, and it was like, that's his healing process.
Right.
It has absolutely nothing to do with yours.
Right.
You know, so it was definitely a lot of things you can learn from that movie. I think a lot of times, though, we just don't watch movies for an understanding. We're just watching them.
For the entertainment.
For the entertainment behind it, but not watching it for the
message.
The understanding. So I think that movie became... I think a lot of people probably, you know, underestimated or underrated that movie because they looked at the entertainment part and didn't look at the overall part of it.
Right. They was looking at the karate and all that. They missed the whole,
you know, the whole Matrix type of thing of the movie and, you know, and the you know, the way that, which I guess, the astral projection part of the movie, but didn't really listen to what they were teaching you.
Right.
You know.
That reminds me of, like, when people, like, message me all the time, like, about books and things like that, like, where they should start or whatever as far as healing. And I always say that you should be drawn, like, the book the book should call you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can offer you a book all day, but if that book doesn't catch your attention, you're not gonna.
Right.
You're gonna it's read just it. Yeah, it's not gonna help you. Like, my suggestion is just go into the bookstore and whatever calls you, whatever you're drawn to, that's where you should start.
Yeah. Just start reading titles.
Yeah.
Just start reading titles. Just read titles until one catches your eye, and you know, you read a little bit of the back of it or something, and you know, if you want to learn more about it, then that's the book that you should definitely grab, you know, because what's for someone else may not be for you, and vice versa. So, you know, you can ask people for suggestions all day long, but you know, healing is not one size fits all. You know, it's definitely a personal prescription that has to go according to who you are as a person.
Right.
And what's been customized for me has been customized for me. It may not work for you. You know, we're two different energies, for sure. So, it's a lot of good books. I mean, I'm personally reading Queen Afua. I think it's how you pronounce her name. And it's The Sacred Woman. And that's a pretty good book. It's like the self-healing, the feminine healing of the woman's, like, mind, body, and spirit or something like that. And it basically is teaching you, like, different rituals for self-healing as far as food, as far as meditation, just different things to self-heal yourself in different ways. And there's different gateways according to different levels. It's a very, very interesting book. It's very, very East African, ancient East African. A lot of people may not be open.
Open to the idea of spirituality. This is not...
It's not religion,
it's not
guys.
The devil.
Yeah. And it's not what we were taught as far as religion, you know. And it's not some, like, prayer away kind of stuff. It's more like... You know, you can do this, and this.
It's work. You actually have to
do the work. It's work.
You have to do the work. I tell people all the time, healing, you're going to have to do work to heal.
It's work.
You know?
And that's why a lot of people don't succeed in healing, because it's work.
Right.
People don't want to heal. People don't want to do the work. They want to heal, but they don't want to do the work to heal.
They want somebody else to do work.
Exactly.
And it doesn't work like that.
It does not work like that. So I think that's the reason why a lot of us have not fully healed. For one, a lot of us have been taught the wrong way to heal.
Right.
We don't have the knowledge on the proper way to heal. But another part is you give people the tools. Like you watch, you know, Ayala Fix My Life, whatever. Right. And you see her give people the tools to, mm-hmm. you know, to continue their healing. Because like she said, your healing you're not just healed once you leave my show.
Right.
You know, it's a process that you have to continue it. And people tend to come back a lot because they stop doing the work.
Right.
You can't stop doing the work and expect yourself to be healed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you go through surgery, but you stop going to rehab.
You need to follow. You have to follow up. You have to. Right. You have sometimes try to do a self check.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that you're still on that path.
Right. It's like I don't get surgery done. I had to get, you know, say for instance, I had to get like screws and all this kind of stuff put in my leg all, you know, all jacked up. And then after surgery, after the heal, that part of healing, then I have to do rehab to get those muscles back. But I stopped going to rehab, and it's like, well, how your leg doing? It's still bothering me. I can't really move it. Well, did you complete your rehab? Nah, I ain't complete my rehab. Oh, so you just expected it to be back. Right. You expected it to have full function.
Okay, Dr. Strange.
Right, exactly.
Okay, Dr. Strange.
Dr. Strange.
You don't want to do the work. You just like, give me what he had.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, not understanding their person had work to do too, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, you know, people don't want to do work. That's what it is. And I'm telling you, like, self-healing is one of the most hard-working, but one of the most beautiful experiences that you can ever have is to heal. Because we have trauma. being Black, we have trauma that's been passed down
right
from generation to generation.
We're born into hurt.
We're born into a lot of things that other people or other races are not born into. So we are the last people that want to come to therapy.
Right.
We're the last people that want to heal. But some of that stuff is because it's a generational thing, and we think we could just pray and things would be fine. And like, that's the biggest myth. Like, yes, pray. Please pray. But you do realize in the Bible it says, pray without work is dead.
Yeah.
So yeah, you pray, but you better do the work behind it.
Yeah, you still gonna have to work. And all that is manifestation.
Yes.
That's how manifestation works.
Yes.
You manifest, you say to yourself what you want to do, you still have to put in the work.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing's gonna fall out the sky,
right,
and nothing's gonna be handed to you. You still have to work.
I can't just be like, I need a job, but every day I'm laying on the couch praying for a job. Like, have you done a resume? Are you out filling out job applications? Are you going on job interviews? Are you going to job fairs? No. Well, how the hell do you think you're going to get a job? You know, so
exactly.
I'm going to pray a job to come? Nah, boo. Pray for the job. Pray for guidance.
Right.
Know? But still do the work.
Still do the work. That's all. Spirituality is about work.
It's not a cop-out. It's about ownership.
It is.
Taking into accountability for your own shit.
Exactly.
You can't blame nobody else for your shit but you. Accountability. I think that's one thing that's like, for me, it's like missing in religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's owning your shit. Like, man, the devil is busy. No, bitch. What did you do today?
You busy. Like that girl with them three baby babies. The devil ain't busy, sweetie. You was busy. It was you.
We have to take in effect and take account of the things that we put out there, too.
Right.
We have to. And yes, there are forces. There are, you know, different type of spirits and different kind of forces out there. This is for sure. But we also need to say what we do wrong as well. And we don't take ownership for a lot of our stuff at all.
Yeah.
And that's one of my biggest issues with religion is you can blame, adultery and all that kind of stuff. And people always want to say, you know, the devil was out there. The devil. No, baby, your husband was out there, boo. That wasn't the devil. The devil did not walk up to your husband with a gun to his head and say, come on, come out here and fuck this woman.
No, it was Billy Ray. Did all that.
So that's my, that's like one of my biggest things, is just not taking account for the things that you do. You always want to like lean and not have to focus so much on yourself.
The attack on other people when it's tough. Like, I cannot.
Oh.
What I really don't understand is the attack. Like, if someone is, you know, especially on social media, if someone makes a post like, oh, you know, this is this and this happening, and you're trying to give them information on how to help themselves, and they automatically like come back with a rebuttal or attack. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they want to attack you for telling them, hey, you know, I understand you're praying, but at the same time, here's this information so that you can get to where you need to get to.
And that's when you realize how attached people are to the Matrix. That was a part of the Matrix that I was trying to refer to. It's just, there's a part, just a quick story, there's a part where Morpheus is taking Neo into a crowded people, and he tells him that you cannot pull everybody away from the Matrix. Some people will fight with everything they have to take attached to the Matrix.
They are.
And that is so true. It's like, you can't give the truth to everybody because everybody's not equipped to handle it.
That's because, and then when you're born into a certain way of thinking, it's hard to deprogram yourself.
Deprogramming is hard.
It's hard to think for yourself because you're always, you're taught other people's thoughts. Yeah. Your thoughts are truly not your thoughts, but what someone else's thoughts. But then when you start thinking for yourself, people that are thinking like other people are looking at you like you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is no right or wrong when it comes to thinking.
And that's why you get people who become the black sheep.
Right.
Because they're no longer thinking with the mass.
Right.
You know, they're over here by themselves because exactly. Everybody else want to think. And I think I've always been like that. And you know how we spoke about going against the grain or whatever? Mm-hmm. It's like, I always did that as a child, not really putting a name or a label to it. You know, I remember being a kid and all my cousins wanted to be the Pink Ranger, and I was like, I'd be the Yellow Ranger. Like,
girl, me too. I did not like pink. I was the Yellow Ranger,
and it was like everybody else wanted to do it, and I was like, I'm gonna be the Yellow Ranger. It's like I just remember like always doing the opposite of what everybody wanted to do. I didn't want to do what they did. You know?
And I always stayed in trouble because I would always speak my mind about stuff. Like, especially when it came to thinking or, well, why can't we do it this way? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and it always felt like I was attacking. You know what I'm saying? Like, in school, the principal and teachers felt like I was attacking their way of teaching or their way of discipline or what have you. And it wasn't really an attack. It was just an idea. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And as a kid, when you do that to children, they shut down.
Well, and I think that's a generational thing.
It is.
I think that they do it because they were taught that that's a form of disrespect.
Disrespect. It's talking back. It's right. It's being insubordinate. But you're sharing an idea. Exactly. It's not being insubordinate or nothing. And even as adults, we think like that. Like social media.
Yeah.
Like I've gotten to the point to where if I'm thinking differently from someone, I just start scrolling past because you can't have dialogue with people no more because it's no longer dialogue. It's a debate. Mm-hmm. It becomes a debate. And then once it's a debate, that's when people start being disrespectful.
Right. I remember watching when Ava DuVernay was on The Breakfast Club talking about When They See Us. Mm-hmm. And her and Charlamagne was talking. And Charlamagne was like, you know, When people are talking, well, I know about you, people are talking to you the way that you listen to them. It's like, you're just so in tune to everything they're saying. And something she said was, she was like, I think I picked it from my father. She was like, but I listen to people to listen to what they're saying. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people listen to people to have a rebuttal.
Right.
They only listen to come up with a defense.
A defense.
To go against. So he's like, people aren't really listening to what you're saying. They're thinking about what they're going to say to you.
Right.
And I'm like, that's so true. Because I've been guilty of it too.
Yes.
So I'm like, that is so true. So we're not programmed to like really just sit here and just listen. Like listen to what a person's saying. We're having that. We're listening to have our own thoughts so we can respond back.
Respond.
But not to actually hear them.
To be an attack. It feels like an attack because you feel, well, shit, this is the way I know it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're telling me a different, looking at it at a different perspective, but I feel like it's wrong.
Right.
Because it can only go one way.
And a lot of times, because I was taught this way.
And a lot of times things can go different ways. And once we learn that concept, you know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of things will be so much better.
We have
better.
To understand that things are not one size fits all.
Exactly.
That's there. We are all on different paths, and we can get to the same destination going different routes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I tell people like that, like even with relationships, like I can't stand those posts about what a man should pay and what a woman should pay. I'm like, you do what fits your household.
Right.
What you and your spouse say should work for y'all. Let that work for y'all.
Yeah,
it is not a one size fits all. I hate those like generalizations. You know what I'm saying?
Generalize.
They try to generalize everything. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, you know, you can't. If that works for you, it's cool. But you can't attack another household because they don't do it that way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just everybody wants to be right. Everybody wants to be right.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to have understanding.
Okay.
Everyone wants to be right.
Everybody wants to be right. And we're going to wrap it up. So, pretty much, as far as this conversation, this first episode here, we just really want everybody to kind of start thinking outside the box. I would definitely suggest that whenever you're participating in like dialogues and try to read and understand where someone is coming from, because a lot of times we're getting so disrespectful because someone doesn't agree,
right,
or they think a different way than us, and a lot of times that could bring a whole lot of this trauma and all this confusion.
It's too much negativity and miscommunication because no one is listening. Everyone wants to just be right.
Everybody wants to be right. So
just be respectful. That's it. Everybody, no matter what your point of view is, just be respectful. I think we can make it a lot further.
A whole lot further. We can get somewhere, you know?
Have some unification. Oh, shit.
You ain't always right.
Okay?
Like, you can be wrong sometimes. Girl, I really, I don't know. Social media is just getting...
It's just making people just a lot bolder.
It really does.
Because people, a lot of 9 times out of 10, people will not say what they were saying online to someone's face.
They won't. A lot of people don't have real conversation.
I don't know.
Outside of social media, they don't really have a conversation. Some people literally live
that's their life
off being trolls.
Yeah, that's their life. Like, that's a new thing, like to troll. Like,
right.
Blame me on 50 Cent. Blame me on 40.
Everybody want to be 50. What do you call yourself?
50. That's what it is. 50.
Everybody want to be 50. Like, stop being 50s, you know? And just live your life. If you don't agree with something, just scroll. Keep scrolling.
Keep scrolling.
Delete the motherfucker. Like, it ain't no
problem. Unfollow.
You know, if you disagree with somebody that heavy, I don't be checking for you. If I'm not on your page.
Yo, I'm telling you, if it's a big thing, like you not understanding my oppression is a big thing for me. So if it's a big thing for me, I'm not even gonna say I can't deal with this. I'm just gonna delete.
Unfollow, block.
And keep going on with my life.
And keep going. So yeah, y'all keep going, keep pressing, scroll past all that. If you don't agree with whatever someone's posting, talking about, whatever, if you can't come to some type of
understanding
or look in it to see from their perspective, it ain't even
or
worth it.
Or can't agree to disagree.
It's not even worth it. Why have dialogue if you don't agree with someone?
Yep.
Dialogue and debate. Two different things. So.
Right, two different things.
Well, thank y'all for listening. We'll be back. We'll try to figure out how we're going to start doing these postings. Like,
yeah.
How often y'all would like for us to record and how often y'all would like to hear from us. I'll post the link in regards to voice messages where y'all can leave us voice messages with questions or anything. And we'll come back and answer them on the next episode.
Or if there's anything you guys would prefer to have a conversation about, make a suggestion. I can't promise you to do it, but
yeah,
definitely look into it.
Yeah, definitely leave suggestions, anything y'all like for us to talk about, or like for our opinions or voices. And we're pretty much open to all conversations.
All right, see ya.
Bye.